This working? Everybody hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, good. My verse comes from Luke 22:61, and you know, that's where Jesus turned and looked at Peter after he had denied Jesus three times. Jesus looked in the eyes of Jesus and then fled and wept bitterly. So that's what we're going to talk about a little bit today. First of all, have you seen Jesus lately? Have you seen God? You know, just Thursday, we drove into Bend. There was the biggest, most beautiful rainbow I had ever seen. Anybody else see that?
Yeah, we were doing
that. Yes, we did. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Fantastic. And we can't help but think about God. On our trip home, we drove through the High Sierras after just the previous snow. It was glorious. I saw God. It's beautiful. I wanted to bust out singing. In fact, if I could still hear, I would have turned on my stereo and listen to the Mormon Tabernacle Choir as they sing, the one I love? Yeah. Anyway, saw a little bit of God there. While we're down there at the beach, one sunset, and I took a picture, I wish I'd have put it on the screen here. Beautiful. Beautiful. But we need to look for those things. God is everywhere. If we're looking, if we're watching television, all we see is the negative side of this planet.
Right.
God is still here. God is still with us. But the best, I saw Jesus in those things of nature, but the best place to see Jesus are in somebody's eyes. And I'd like to share that with you a little bit. First of all, have you ever seen Jesus shine through just the eyes of a loyal dog? You look at those kind and loving eyes. I've seen it often. The two dogs I used to have, we travel so much anymore, I don't have one. But good old Nike and Shorty. Of course, Shorty wasn't too short. He was named that when he was short. But I can remember one time, I'm a track coach, or I was, and it was a Friday evening, and we were having a track meet. And if you're familiar with track meets, you know, people are running around the track, kids are throwing javelins, they're throwing shot puts, they're throwing discus. There's no place for a dog to be. Well, Nike, we live 3 miles from school, and he knows where I'm at, so he found his way. And first of all, I thought, well, I'll just tie him up. So I got a rope out of my office, and I tied him up. And I'm out in the field, and it wasn't 5 minutes, and I see him running across the field again. Oh, no. Grab that dog, and I bring him in. And there was a chain link fence right around the satellite that we had at this school. Anyway, so I thought, oh, perfect cage. Put that dog in there. Went back out on the field. I guess it took him another 5 minutes, and I see him out on the field again. I grab him, I bring him back. He had dug under that fence in no time at all. So anyway, I thought, I've got to captivate this dog. So I put him in the cab of my pickup. And of course, I turned the window down so he can have an air and everything. But I just had that pickup reupholstered. Well, he dug his way out of and chewed his way out of the last two situations. He thought he would dig his way out of that pickup. And he dug through that new upholstery like you can't believe. And I came down, and I just happened to see him this is quite a bit later. Of course, he didn't get out of the truck, but I go to the truck, and everything is shredded. Now, Nike was a big dog. Looked like an Arctic wolf, pure white. Didn't bark, howled like a wolf. Anyway, I saw it and I just got enraged. And I grabbed that dog by the throat and I yanked him out of there and I threw him down on the ground and I'm just about ready to choke him out. And then I looked in his eyes and they were like, "But I love you." No growl, no, and he just went limp. Completely submissive. And of course, I couldn't punish him anymore. I saw love in those eyes. My brother, 7 years older than I am, and he's wheelchair ridden, he lives alone. And the only thing that keeps him alive is he has a little dog. And that little dog loves him. And that's the love he feels. And he stays alive for that dog. He's completely wheelchair ridden, but he sees the love in that dog. And I've tried to relate that, you know, what you're seeing is Jesus. He put love in those animals, and Jesus is shining through that dog. And every time I'm down there, I don't know how religious he really is. He doesn't share that with me. But I always share with him. I want to read some things. You know, the eyes tell it all. They tell it all. And of course, the facial expressions help. But without the eyes, you don't see it. The eyes, you look into a person's soul sometimes and you can see their eyes. Just some of the things I've listed, what you can see in the eyes. You can see cheating and lying. You can see happy and delight, anger, guilt, jealousy, fearful, horrified, pain, lonely, empty, intelligent, dull, lost, mournful, bashful, kind, bored, disgusted, caring, couldn't care less, cold, anxious, evil. Evil, and even crazy. And like me, you've probably seen all that in people's eyes. If you've seen any pictures of that Manson, it's like looking at the devil himself. You see it in his eyes. You can see it in his eyes. What did Peter see when he looked in Jesus' eyes after denying him? He saw love, just like I saw in my dog, didn't he? Jesus saw not condemnation, not "I told you so." He saw love, and it broke him to pieces. Peter went out and wept bitterly, it says, and wept bitterly. I want to share something that's been haunting me for years. Martha, you have to help me. How many years ago were we in Spain?
07.
Huh?
07.
It was 07, okay. We were in Spain for my nephew's wedding. And we're not in, it's not in a town, it's not a, the town is a typical Spanish town. It was not, a place where tourists went or anything. And I was kind of bored one evening. I just went out to see this town. And I walked through every part of it, and I walked through the lower part of the town, the ghettos and stuff. And there was a beggar out on the street. And I'm just walking by, and I happen to have a lot of that euro money on me, change. And so I pulled it out and dropped it in this little bucket. I started to walk away, and I turned and looked back. And he looked straight into my eyes. And it was, there was warmth there. There was almost love there. and I was completely befuddled. I remember I walked on, and I thought, I should have given that man everything I had on me. I don't know what he was telling me with his eyes. It was almost like he was sorry for me because I gave so little and I have so much. I don't know. He was a big enough man, he could have taken it from me if he wanted. Those eyes have always haunted me. And I'd like to tell you about some other eyes that I always remember. When I was in college, of course, I was a physical education major and everything, so during my summer vacations from college, I had a multiple bunch of jobs. And one of my jobs one summer was a lifeguard and a swimming teacher. And I had all these little, this one class anyway, maybe 5 to 6 years old, no older than that, beginning swimmers. And they all came in and they, you know, got on the edge of the pool. Some were hanging on, and some of them couldn't look at me, and some were scared to death. And I mean, this is really beginning stuff. It was, you know, like put your face in the water and blow bubbles. And some of them couldn't hardly do that, you know, and they jerked their face right out of that. But there was one little girl. I'm looking at these kids, and then I look, boom, I see this one little girl, and her eyes sparkled. They lit up. They were fluorescent, I'll swear. And she was anxious, and she looked at me with total trust. Total trust, the kind of trust we ought to have in God. And she's about 5 years old. So anyway, we go through the weeks of instruction, and the kids are doing good. They're blowing bubbles, they're putting their face in the water, they're finally, you know, learning the kicks on the side, and then they're finally doing kicking out to me and coming back, and they're progressing terrifically. But nobody's progressing like this little girl with the sparkling eyes. And after the lessons were over, I think it was only about 2 weeks. Remember, this girl's 5 years old, just learned to put her face in the water, and she comes up and she says, I want to go off the high diving board. But I want you to be there. I said, you really want to do this? Yeah, you know. And I trusted her because she was learning to swim that well. So this little girl, she climbs up on that high diving board, and she walks out on the end, and she looks so little, and then she looks again at me with those trusting eyes, and she takes the jump. I went under the water where she went down. And right at first, she's in the water, and she's kind of waving around like she didn't quite know what to do. And then she opened her eyes, and I was right there, and she saw me. And underwater, a big smile goes on her face. And she comes up to the surface, and we swim to the side together. I knew it was going to be successful because I could see it. I could see it in her eyes. My parents, I come from very loving parents, and there was times I could see that love in their eyes, and I know it was Jesus shining through my father. I could see Jesus, my aging father at 85 years old, every once in a while looking at me with that love. And it's kind of funny. Just a few weeks ago, I was talking to a high school buddy of mine on the phone. And we got to talking about our parents. And one thing he says, I just remember your dad looking at you with love in his eyes. I mean, this is 60 years later. A long time ago. And he remembered that. said, I remember your dad looking at you with love in his eyes. You want to see Jesus? Look at somebody's eyes. See if you can see that love and that care. My little brother who passed away, what was it? What year? 99. I raised my little brother. We were the first of the latchkey kids. It was right after the polio epidemic, and my mother got a job treating polio patients, children, hospital. And so, and my dad worked 2 8-hour jobs, if you can believe that. He did that for 20 years. Worked 16 hours a day. Got by on 4 hours of sleep. So we were pretty much alone. My brother, that was Lynn's husband, first husband, he moved out here basically because he loved me. He wanted to be near me. And I could see that brotherly love in his eyes sometimes. It's a wonderful thing to see. But you know what? I've never seen the love of Christ more than right here in the girl I am privileged to live with. We went to a marriage. What was the name of that? Love Takes Time or something. I just remember looking to her eyes and seeing that love. And what you're really seeing when you see that, you're seeing Jesus. You're seeing God. There is no love without Him. God says, you read the book, He is love. Without that in the world, this would be one cold place. Without that in the world, we'd all be psychotic. It seems like sometimes that's where the world's turning. Have you seen Jesus? Have you been looking for Him? Can people see it in your eyes? That should be your goal, people. We talk about being a good example as Christians. The best example you can be is right here. The eyes give way to the soul. You can't fake it. If you're doing something righteous and you're just doing it because, oh, you think you'll gain some points in heaven, it's not going to count. It's got to be done with love. And God promises to give us that if we ask for it. Has God been seen in your eyes? Our closing song is page 241.
Please stand.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I just pray that you put that love in our heart. Write your laws on our heart. May we serve you out of love. May it be the thing that we want to do the most. Lord, may other people see Christ in us. May it shine to our eyes. May it be in our actions. May it be in our words. Lord, we are so grateful
for a loving God, for a caring God, for a forgiving God, a God that loved us so much, He gave His only Son so that we might have eternal life. What a wonderful promise. How can anyone turn down that kind of love? How can anyone turn down that kind of love? Lord, may we show that love to the world. And this I pray in Jesus' holy name. Amen.